Okay, we're holding Pei Gimel on the Beis by the Gemara. Wait, it's the first line of the Gemara, right? Bakamashmo on the Kiyam Mayam Tahor, I've seen a Tahor. First, Tanya. Chananya Omer, the reason why Svina is Tahor is because Numa the Misak. So the Posik, if I recall correctly, is a Posik. Or begad or a sack. So it says like it says four things together. It says begad and it says or and it says sack. It says them all together in one pasuk. If I click on it, it's a pasuk that the Tazria. So we learn out masak metalta moli bereko. The whole idea of a sak is something which you can transport things in. So kliates, right now we're talking about a shipment out of wood. So kliates, it has to be doima to sak that it can be moved, A, when it's empty, and B, when it's been loaded. I've called metalta moli bereko. So also, have a din of tumah, it has to be something which is metaltel moli bereka. Okay, svina, deina metaltel is moli bereka. A svina, when it's full, would be not possible to move. Tosafot says, the bottom, I mean, it's moved, svina does move, it moves in water. It says, the Tosafot says, and this is an idea which, Tosafot says, that's different. That ikir hiluchu machmas hamayim. I think this is probably means like the ideas of currents, etc., which move it. So it's not that the person can move it. It's something else which is moving it. So that's the reason why isvino is tahara, not because of the pasuk in Mishlei. So Mar says by minayim. What were the differences in halacha between the two pshatim? Igemenau svina shalcheres. So mandamer aniya belev yam honami belev yamhi. It was based on the fact that it's in the yam. If you made a ship out of cheres, so it'll be tor. Mandamer kisak. So hanach liksibi gabi sak. The ones that are written by together with sak on the pasuk. Then we say dimetatelus moli bereka in eloi loy. It has to be the ones which are written together with sack on the post. They kept the lachol sack that they're movable, empty or full. I was seeing a shacharis. I will give the dimetatelus moli bereka. Even if it's not dimetatelus moli bereka, it's going to be still in mekabel tuma because not the post never equated it to sack.
Inari.
The second difference between the two is Svina Sayardin. Yardin was a fairly shallow river. It's small, and it's something which really could be moved, even when it's mole, because the ships were not that large. Solomandamar Anibalev Yamhi. Honami Anibalev Yam. So Yam means anything which basically functions in water. So Rashi says it's La Dafka Yam. So the Yarden is also a body of water, and this is made to go in a body of water. So it'll be tor. This is metatelos mal bereikon. You can move this mal bereikon. And I'll bring you a source which actually says it out. And the more it's saying, I'll bring you a reference to a statement by Tanai who understands it like that. So there is a price which says that it is Temeya. Why is that? It's something you can load on ground, then you move it into the water. So it's metatelo. You can move it even after it's been loaded. It's metatelos mal bereka. So you see that Chanina ben Akvalya is understanding like Chananya, and therefore the application to Sinas Yarden would be that it's Tameya. A person should never miss Beis Medrash even 1 minute. As much as he can be there, should be there. Shari Tama Shana Nishis Mishisu Beis Medrash when he's called Tama Ashur Rabbi Chanina Ben Akvaya Upirsha. That Allah that Sinas Yarden is Tameya. Nobody's able to figure out why it's so, because the general ships are tore, and nobody chapped the pshat, and he came along and chapped the pshat. So if you missed that minute, imagine what it would be. You'd be going for years without chapping it, right? And all of a sudden the pshat is there. Okay. So that more brings a little bit of a goddess over here. A person should always go to Beis Medrash, always learn, even the person holding his deathbed should never. The last thing you should be doing in this world is learning Torah. If you're going to Misa already, so the truth is that a person, the Torah only sticks by a person who's willing to kill himself over it, literally. This is a famous word from the Chofetz Chaim. He says a marshal with this. He says the one who was a yid he was a crammer, so he had his little crammel, he had his shop, and he's busy all day. You know, in the morning, everybody wants to meet people. You know, they didn't. Stores didn't open 9 o'clock in the morning. You know, they're expecting the store to open this and that. He's getting older. One day he says, "You know, I really got to learn more." So he decides Monday morning after Shachar. He said, "No, I'm learning for 2 hours." So the wife is frantic. Something happened to him. Chaser Shalom, Vos Fair Ven. She finds him. She says, "Yeah, Uncle Vos, so I couldn't make it." Satan tag, Litten tag. He says, "What's going on?" He says, "Let me ask you." He says, "If I be dead, would you come and be complaining to me?" He says, "Right now I'm dead. Right now, is it not here?" He says, "Yanka, you had to take me by the says, "I'm not here. I'm not alive right now." That's name is Matzullah. He says, "Your own personal needs are not. Your person should have no personal needs except for learning." That's how the Chofetz Chaim taught it. That's Rashi. It's not asking a cash, the more it's sort of speaking out the thought process of the mission. We know that they're compared to sak for the person of tumma. We don't have a chumashin. Okay, I'll show you the pasuk. If it's not, there's another.
Does sak mean sackcloth?
Yeah, a bag. As in a sack. It's made out of sackcloth. That's why it's mentioned separately, because it's made out of sackcloth. That's the wrong person. It's in the So that's the pasuk. That's pasuk lama beis. Mikol kliyeris is its own pasuk, which is pasuk lama gimel. So kliyeris is mentioned separately. I wanted to correct something yesterday. You asked me about seal skin. The Gemara actually talks about, the Mishnah talks about seal skin, or it talks about some type of animal, which Morris and Machloik is over there, whether it has a din of tahara or not, because it does go up on the ground, on the Yabasha also. And the question is, considered a how do you know whether it's considered an aquatic creature or a land creature? And so it's machlokes within the Mishnah. Remember the detail. One says that it's considered a land creature because in times of danger, it goes up into the abasha. So that's what considers a safety net. So I don't, you know, there's a machlokes in the fortune that what exactly that thing was referring to. A seal, sea lion, whatever it was, you know, whatever. There's mamash that case. So someone goes up onto the ground also, not so posh, that's considered a, you know, sharks. You'd have a shark skin purse or something, you know, that, you know, alligator's up the ground. Shark skin purse would be something like that, which would be Torah. Seal skin might be machlokes. It hit me right afterwards, which is, okay.
So ship, you can't move when it's full, it's too big. Is not compared to sack. You know, we see this here. You came in now, she katana, it's small, but it tells Malayabar colours. You can move it when it's full and empty. The fish and the horror content, it's a small river. So it's small ships. Any river has the same din of Tahara. So the mission is Sinas Yardin is Tameya. It's a mission Kalim. I didn't remember that. Okay, but the reason we couldn't figure out until came along Rabbi Chananya Chanina ben Akvaya. Okay, I'm a Rav. Bottom line of Pei Gimel Beis, top of Pei Dal Ben Aleph with the Chananya. Tiltal Yerei Shvorim Ishmei Tiltal. So he's saying this, but tell us that something which can be moved when it's full is Tomei. What if it can only be moved through oxen? Would that be considered tell us Malay Vareikonis? So he says, you should know that that's true, because in other words, partially what he's saying is, I'm assuming he's saying that the Tzuna Hayardim, which is Metatelis, Lever Ekonis, is talking about something which can, they need a horsepower to do that. Whereas, you know, they would load it up and they put it down into the water, but they needed help doing it. So, and that would be the flow of the Gemara. Tosis, however, says that Tzuna Hayardim was small enough that even a person can move it. Anyway, so then the context is, Rob is just pointing out, this Dinah tells Mal Vareikon is not the Kiddush of Chananya. That we know, that we apply to the Kiddush over here was the application, so that's the reason why Svina is Tahara, and not because of the Pasuk of Mishlei. But the concept, so Rob is saying, you should know, according to Chananya, that Ayin Shurim is also called Tiltal. It's a Mishnah Masechta Kelim. No, well, that's the more actually going to bring Mishnah Masechta Kelim. Okay, I'm not sure. You should know that if you need Tiltal, it has to be movable. If it's only movable through an animal, it's also considered movable. Where do I see that? Tanan. Shalos Agolas Hen. There's a parak in Masechta Kelim, where it goes through sets of threes. This is Tumah. This is Tumah, that's Tumah, Tar, etc. So one of the things it talks about is there's three different types of wagons. A Suya Katedra, it's made, which has like a seat in it. It's Tumah Medrash. So remember, the Tumas Medrash, it has to be some Medrash is anything which is the sittings, the Mishkav, Moshev, Merkav, those Tumas. So Medrash is only if it's made to use that, and that's what it's made for. So they're made to sit on. So made to sit on, so they if a Zov would, now it would accept Tumas Medrash. So if it could become Tumas Mishkav of a Zov, or Moshev of a Zov, etc. Kemita, it's made in the shape of a mita. Rashi explains that a katidra was a type of a chair that they used to sit on, which had a back to it and had sides to it. So it was so if you'd have a wagon which was made like that, it was made that you could sit in it. It wasn't just flat, but it had the sides around it, etc. So it was made to sit on. It was made like a mita. Their mita basically was just a frame, and then just like some type of a bottom. So the main thing that was made for was just for transporting items, not people. So therefore, is tamei mace. It would tamei tumi mace. It would accept tumas mace, which means any other tumma besides medrus that doesn't have the chumras of tumas medrus. So that would be mace, nevela, sheretz, etc. Shalavonim is tahara miklum. If it was made to carry stones, so that was made with such large, they didn't need to have a flat bed over there. You just would basically have like some type of a cross beams. The holes were large enough that it was not considered that could really hold anything. So it had no kli kibble. It just was flat on top. It had no kli kibble at all. So it was not makabel. It's not makabel to me. Rav Rabbi Yochanan, in Yesh, but base kibble, remind him, is to me a tamei meis. If the smalls were, if the holes were small enough that a riman would not fall through, so that would be the shear for tuma. So then it would be makabel tuma. So if the openings were smaller than the size of a riman, so it could hold a riman, so it'd be tuma. And there was, now, this thing is made for moving avonim. You load it with avonim, it's only moving al yirei shvarim. So here you see that something which it's only metaltal mole al yirei shvarim is called tilt. Okay. Now, Sholosh Tevis Hein, the Mishnah says there are three types of boxes. Teva Shepischa Mitzida, a box, wood box, which would had the opening in the front. Mitzida means supposed to on top. It has it on one of the sides. So that was Tamei Medrus. It was made to sit on. They would use it to sit on. Also, it was a chest. You would sit on top of the chest, and you would take things out from the front of the chest. Milamal, if the opening's on top, so you can't really sit there because that's, remember, that was the definite problem was something which we tell us, excuse me, get out of my way, I need to use it. So if it's opening on top, every time the guy sits down, somebody can say, excuse me, we need to get something out of the chest. So it's not made to sit on, so then it's only tamei meis. Vabo b'mira is tahor miklum. Yeah. But the point is that the problem is sitting on the lid, you get in the way every time. Boba Mido means it's so large that it cannot be moved when it's full. So halacha is tahor miklum. That we usually assume in halacha that it's the size it hold 40 saw. If it holds 40 saw worth of or the total volume of it full, including the walls, is 40 saw. So that is tahor miklum, because it's not metalta mole v'rei.
I understand, why not by the shvarim?
Well, the general box couldn't. Okay, that's a good question. The point is not that you can move it with shvarim, the point is that you would move it with shvarim. A box has no wheels, you're not going to have especially made to, it's made to stay stationary. Okay, let's see. Rashi, Lechananya, top of the page. Don't assume that the telos malevri matameya, even though it's full of tamei. I feel the enemy that tells all yerei shvarim merayv gadlo hami tiltal utameya. Even if it's so large, you need animals to move it. Oxen to move, but that's still tum. Kikatidra kitzara umakevas mishalosh tzadim. It's short and it has walls on three sides, and basically you sit in it. Tamei medrus. What? No, sack by definition is always made. The purpose of a sack is to be able to move, to put merchandise in to move it. So sack is our starting point. So everything else has to be like sack that it can be moved when it's full. So creates has to be able to be has to be something which is mobile even when it's full. It doesn't apply to this is by the way this is about creates. Matachas doesn't have this issue. Does not mention the pasuk. Tamei medras shel yeshiva mechadesh. It's made for sitting. Kemita she arucha. It's long. Umatatel mekabel is and it holds in the middle. I think it means mitatel. Kemita shel or shein bo shum nekem. It doesn't have any holes in it. Tumas meis. Klomer doesn't mean tumas meis only. Mekabel shar tumas kulan chutz mi tumas medras. It's kli have the kabel tumah. It's a kli. It holds things. It's not designated for a city. You move merchandise on it. And the guy would sit there and say, excuse me, get out of our way. We need to work here. Well, the knock at Tommy Mays, Mishum the Abba Tuma Hu. So it gives an example of Tommy Mays because it's an Abba Tuma. Well, come Abba Tuma Hu Ayere Mays, Blah Yere Zov. Zov, Medras of Zov is an Abba Tuma. So this goes to be an Abba Tuma, but not from Zov, only from Mays. Shalavonim asuya lahalach ba'avonim is made to move rocks. Termiklu and ukevel shum tuma fisha prutzim itatel. It's open on the bottom. The kavon gedolim large holes. Loi kli hu the kol akelim shiurim to remind him the shear of bittel of a kli. If it can't hold something even to the size of a riman, it's not a kli anymore. The guy be kabbalas tuma. Rambam Yerachon says that the holes were the size that would hold Rimonim, it is Tomei. So what do you see? Am Alfa Gav shall eight ishkas the sack, even though it has to be like sack, which the Bedouin Matatam Oliver Rekon, it has to be movable when it's full. Mazuan Matel's Elayere Shvorim, Kamer Tomei, Tomei Mace. Rabbi Yechon said it's Makabal Tuma. So you see, even though it's Matat, only Matat Elayere Shvorim, that's called tilt. Tavish Epistle Mitzir, Matamea Medrish. The Fisha Meshameshes, Shkiva Imalat, even though its main function was to store things in it, you could also lie on it, and that was a function that was made for. You could get what you need inside from the front. You can't tell the guy who's lying on top. Excuse me, we need to get something out of the chest. He's not blocking their access. But if it's milamala pisco, it's open. It's on top. Goes in shalana like ours. That the chest opens in front. Only tomato mace. Kishar kol akelim uriyim lekabel tuma. It accepts tuma from a mace only. Shem hel oil a mace olayin. If we an oil a mace, nasa nava tuma. Then shara tumas, other types of tuma. Have a rishon tuma to be a rishon tuma. Kol akelim. Moshminim mesnis and ela the kli hu the tuma. Umeres lihava the enemy cheres ushkiva. It's if it does have tuma, is a clear does have tuma, but it can't become medrus. Why? Then mechadesh shchiva. It's not designated for the purpose of shchiva. The tzarich lomer loy amoid, because when you do need to use it, the person's in the way. So even though, meanwhile, you don't mind that the guy's there, but that's called not mechadesh. It's not designated for the purpose of shchiva. Zakrash, yesh makshin hevel. Some people ask this stupid question. On Mishnah Zu, hold on, Rabbi Yerachon and Perek Vameisha. We had before Af Oimer Betumas Meis Amoyim Benasim Latenu. They understand Rabbi Yerachon said Amoyim Benasim Latenu applies to Tumas Meis. Vehevel Hu Befiim. That's I mean Rashi really doesn't like that kash. Okay, it's nothing this in their mouth. The case over there was a keli which is broken, but then a roy the malacha. It can be, it's still usable for something. But not simply similar to the original malacha. The tormi to masoyer rishana. It's whatever tumah was there beforehand is gone. But it can be mekabel to mekabel abor because it is usable. And that Rabbi Yochanan said a lashon, we say to him, can we go use it for our work? So you see, he just said, let's use it for the work. Yeah, but that wasn't the point. The point wasn't let's go use it for its purpose, and then you can't. That was a Yochanan's phrase. So they said, well, if for medrash it has to be something which is made for shchivas, it's by mace, it has to be something which is made for a lying mace on it. Otherwise, not makabel tumas mace. So now, you know, they were basically matar everything from tumas mace. There's very few things which are made for the function of just putting mace in there. Right, so everyone else, if you lie mace, they say, excuse me, get it out of the way, we need to use it for that's my table, please get the mace off of there, right? You know, so everything is torn now according to that. So now, so that was why Rashi was very upset at that. Who are then the Tumim Sheretz or the Tumas Nevela? When it says Mace, it wasn't Lafuke other Tumas. It was contrast that with Medrus. Well, the Husker Mace El Meshum Ayude Mace Nasa Tuma Kamoy Ayude Medrus. So, wants to contrast the two of us? Shulay Bolam Deno El Lomer Shtei Shukli Mekabel Kol Tuma Chutzmi Tumas Medrus Im Yashav Lavzov Eno Nasa Avatum. So. Magazov it can get. But to get the din of an avatuma of Mishka Mazov, which becomes an avatuma, it can't. The only way we can get an avatuma is Ayyadei Mace. Bomamida, Tabor Gudol, Lashenim Atelis. It's very large, you can't move it. Yesh Chaloy Milamala, Lishamash Lusaycha, and has an opening on top, let's say. Because if it has an opening on the front, Medrash doesn't have a din of Bomamida. It doesn't need Matalim Altabarekon. That wasn't Tabor Medrash, that was said by Thomas Maga, etc. So even if it's a gigantic box, if it's made the lion, it'll be it'll makabel to tumas medrash, but not to tumas mace. So it has an opening on the Rashi's head to be the openings on top still, because always in the front it'll be makabel to tumas medrash if it's made for that purpose. Termiklum, the medrash lekaza halva chalulim lemalu. It's torah because it opens on top. So en v'shemesh shchivim malatul, you can't let lie on it together with the usage. Shetumas loychaz. Then I'm going to tell us, it's not movable when it's full. Now Rashi's Belis Parish. Was not clear to me. Was not explained to me. My loshen bob amida. It says it comes in a certain size. V'linira al shem anshe midos klamer shetzicha lomed orka barachba. The pasuk says by the Meraglim, it says that the people in Eretz were called Anshei Midos. They were like, you needed to figure out how to explain their size. They were so big. So that's the phrase of phraseology. Okay. Zot the Gemara. Tzana Rabbanan. Medrash Kli Cheres is Tohar. So even though there's Tumas Medrash, that doesn't apply to Kli Cheres. The Kli Cheres, if a Zov would lie on it, see if the Zov sticks. Remember, Kli Cheres is only it has to have an aver to it. It has a base kibble. So if he stuck his finger in the aver, one thing, he just lied on top without that, didn't go inside, it's tor. So that's a given fact. And he says, afasvina. So the Morris says, what exactly is my comer, what exactly is Rabbi Yossi trying to come along and say? What is the case? What is the connection between the case of Svina, regards to the din of the? It's not made for med. The Svina is torah totally. Why is he saying af Svina? So Amar Zid Hachakamer. Medrash Kli Cheres is torah. Amago Tamei. Usvina Shalcheris is Temeya Kichananya. So his point was to tell you, the Tanakhama was saying that, like Chananya, that it, the Makor is from a sack, and therefore it doesn't apply to Cheris. So a Svina's Kicheris would have Tumas Maga. So it is Torah like the Tanah or Mishnah that based on the Pasuk of Mishnah. So we're adding another layer, in the, another set, of, another discussion in the Braisa. Maskal Rapapa, my Af Hasina. What was the notion of Af Hasina according to that? Also the Svina. You said also the Svina. There's no also. Elamar Papa Chikam. This is what he said. Medrash Klikaris is Tor. Amago is Tomei. Michel Eitz Bein Midrasa Bein Mago is Tomei. So, Medrash Klikaris is not, there's no din of Tumas Medrash on Klikaris. But there is din Maga. Tumas Kli Eitz has Medrash and has Maga, has both. And then the Brisa, the Tana Kam of the Brisa says, Sinas Yardin is Tara, Kitana Yidan, Sinas Yardin is Tor, Birsimer, Afas Svina is Tamea, Svina is also Tamea, just like Kliates, Kihananya. Okay. That's shot in the Brisa. Now the Mor wants to know, so how do we know this din that medically Kharis is Manol in the Tor? But let's see Rashi first, so we shouldn't be hanging. Termiklum. The Medrash Lechazer, Hoyol, no, wrong. Medrash Klikaris is Torah. Shim Yoshev Olav Azob, Volei Noga Baviroi, if he sat on top, it didn't get into the airspace of the Klikaris, is Torah. Venom Atam Mishim Medrash, no Dintumus Medrash, and Chamei Yolof Mikra, the more is known to bring a rifle from Levin Puff. My Kamar. Mayin Svina Eitzel Medrash, what's the connection between Svina and Medrash? Svina Torah, Af Mitumus Magal. When Medrash Lechazer, it's not made from, well, sure, I'm not sure what Rashi means. The medrash lechazi, because medrash is lav dafka. I mean, it's made for sitting in it. Also, you sit in it. So, the ships were a barge. Maybe you didn't sit in. You load it and you pulled it from the side. But it doesn't have to. It my shalach is it's Torah from Tumas Maga. That's an interesting question. That's an interesting question. So there's a tremendous difference in Chananya, because Molav Reikin doesn't apply to Medrash. Shetana Kama says it's based on the Pasuk Nibel of Yam, so it wouldn't have Medrash. It's Torah, according to Chananya, would have too much Medrash. So Tosis Lakasha before I see Tosis Mesak, and he says, the Svina, it's not miyuchedus for medrash, because you put things in there also, even people sit there all the time, but you're always moving things around. There's always things there. But Rashi lashon, the medrash lechazi is interesting lashon. Okay. You can't lie down wherever you want, they kick you out. Maga does apply to Klicharis. Svina Shayacharis is Tamea and Bimaga. Svina Charis, according to the first shot, Rabbi Yosef. Rav Zid's pshat, what happened to him is maga. Kichananya, the all of the time in the misak, but cheres liiskish the sak. There's no din sak by cheres. Kitani dan, the all of him belev yam, bohanami belev yam. The Tarakama said it's tome, and the Rav Yossi said it's tor, because it's not, it's belev yam. So came along, Rav Papa said, my af svinu. So you force to say it means that it's also. So you're saying, let's see, medical charis is tor, ago is tame, sinus charis is tame, and you said it's also tor. So what's it all? What's the also? How tor tamer maga kamer? My af, you tell me it's tor from everything. He's saying it's totally Tor, even for Maga. You never, all things you mentioned do have Tumas Maga. So he says the other way around. See, in the Yard and Sturm, that we have the Tanakama saying it's Tor. The older people have Yam, it's always Tor. Who had Dinami, the Matsu, would say the Svinash Alcheris, Tahara. Basan of Kinan, Tanakam of Yossi, El Mishum, the Shkicha Tvei, Shalait, Mishal Cheres. I mean, he also could have had, if he's going to Haratani, could have said, the example he was giving was a scene of Cheres' Torah. He said, Tzinas Hayardin is Tahara. Tzinas Cheres is Tahara. If he says, no, it's Tomei Kudyola Kanan. Okay. Zot Gemara. Umeres kli cheres menol in the Torah. So we told you a big mouthful that the kli cheres, even though it's made from medrash, is Torah. So how do we know that? Omer chizkia, omer domer krob. Ve'isha shar yiga b'mishkavoy. It says by Zot. So we makesh mishkavoy loy. We compare the mishkav to the person who touches it. Mahu is loy tahara b'mikvah. Af mishkav nami is loy tahara b'mikvah. It has to be something which the Torah gives it a locha that it becomes Torah by going to the mikvah. And the locha is that klicheres, the pasuk says, Lashon Shvira, which means we see from the Matar. So you want a Matar, the only way to remove the tumah is by breaking it, as opposed to being tovel. So there's no parsha of tahara b'mikvah from by kli cheres. Rashi, Mishkavoy, third line from the bottom, who v'mishkav husker kan. They're both mentioned in the same pasuk. You know, I think Rashi is going back on the Zov, even on the Sherbet. Yeah, it's going back on the Zov, not the person touches it. Saying his Mishkov, so he and the Mishkov both have to be the same. Kicheres ain't latar b'mikvah, the ksiv yishaver, ain't latar l'bishvir also. The only way he can be matar kicheres is through shvir. Okay, that's the Chizkish Pshat. The very small Tana brings a different Makor. Kimishkav nidasa yiyalo. So it's referring to by Azova that she has the same dinim as Kimishkav nidasa yiyalo. It has the same dinim as neither of the Parsha of the Mishkav. Maka Mishkav Allah, Mahi is Latar B'mikvah, Af Mishkav Banami is Latar B'mikvah. For the last day to Harab Mikvah. Okay. We will. Yeah, we're not going to say the next piece. What? The diagrams is the climb. That's starting from the mission, next mission. You still have to learn all the new Yusadas and Nechus Tum until you get there. So.